It's like you have an inner navigation system surveying the landscape of your life and charting your best potential, and all you have to do is sleep. Ready to make the most of it? Let's get dreaming. Hi, Dreamweaver. Welcome to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm Sleep and Dream Specialist Leah Bolin, here to help you tune in to the power and meaning of your nighttime dreams. In today's episode, I want to share a practice of pinpointing the simple storyline or theme in your dream. Of the many techniques you can use when analyzing your dreams, it's one of the most important first steps to help you connect with that part of your life being addressed by the dream. If you're like me, you mostly dream in a first-person perspective, so a dream feels really similar to waking life, whereas you have an individual ego. And this first-hand experience of the dream can actually cloud our ability to see the dream storyline in its simplicity. There's a big shift in perspective that's often needed when we want to try to understand our own dreams. When I was brand new to dream analysis, I was trying dream work technique after technique and often finding myself feeling overwhelmed by them. There were so many parts to the dreams I was trying to figure out, I often found myself feeling jumbled up and confused. And as is very common, I was finding myself gravitating first to the symbols that surfaced in the dream, all those people and places and things that would stand out and grab my attention. And as I was using dream dictionaries in the beginning to help me find dream meanings, that was perpetuating this approach of starting with individual items that would show up and trying to decipher them one by one for what they may mean. But I quickly discovered this was a flawed approach. It was really just leading to more confusion around the dream. It's a bit like if you were to watch a movie and then try to understand what's that movie about by only looking at the props or the settings or the actors that show up on the screen. Yeah, you may gather some ideas about what that movie's about, but you're very likely going to miss what the key message or the big moral of the story is. Just like with the movies you watch on the screen, your dreams of the night are usually playing with a story. And to best understand what your dream is about, you want to get good at looking at the big picture, that overall storyline or theme in your dream. And then once you've been able to connect with that story, well, all those fascinating symbols start to make a whole lot more sense because you'll better understand the context under which they're surfacing. I've always been a movie lover. I think it came with the territory of growing up in a home with parents that loved movies. Our parents would often take us to the drive-in movie theater when we were kids, which was such a fun experience. Our mom would pack up these homemade meatball subs that she made. She would wrap them in aluminum foil and cover those up with towels so they'd hold in their heat on the drive over. And then once at the theater, we'd all settle onto the hood of the car and we would unwrap those sandwiches, and they were so deliciously saucy and hot, and we would chow down as we watched the show. Usually it would be two shows in a row because double features were the norm at the drive-in theater. Later, when we became teens, our dad would take us to the indoor movie theater nearly every week. There were probably many weeks when it was actually twice. We saw lots and lots of movies, and then we would talk about them afterward. I was essentially groomed to be a movie lover. And although many movies I've seen were not very meaningful, you could call them entertainment breaks, I suppose, there are also those that had profound impacts on the way I looked at life or felt about a topic. A great movie can touch you deep within, and I think that's what makes them so magical. But as wonderful as I think movies can be, there's this other kind of show I find even more magical. It's playing every night after the lights have gone out and you're in just the right state of mind. We're talking the best in surround sound and special effects so realistic you usually have no clue it's all happening while you're asleep in a dream. As a young adult, when I first started becoming interested in working with dreams, I was still going to the movies quite regularly with my dad as a way to spend time together. And one evening, after having seen a movie, we were talking about the film, really picking it apart, analyzing the plot and the characters and the scenes. And I suddenly realized that this was a lot like what I'd been attempting to do with my dreams, only talking about the movie didn't feel hard at all. It was, in fact, enjoyable. And that was the inspiration that led me to the idea of looking at my dreams from a viewpoint of if it were a movie. Most of us have no problem walking away from a movie with some perception of how it made us feel or what we think it meant. And you probably pick up on the message or the theme quite naturally and can easily consider how it does or doesn't relate to your own life. You're already comfortable analyzing the movies you watch, which means you have a great foundation for analyzing your dreams. Movies are meant to be enjoyed, talked about, thought about, and played back time and again, and I believe our dreams can be embraced in a similar light. Just as it is with movies, dreams come in a wide variety of lengths and types. Some seem silly and they're easily forgotten. And then there are those that are masterpieces that may linger with you for a long time. Regardless of the length or quality, every movie and every dream is made by a creator with a story to tell. The actors in the movie are playing a part based on the unique traits or role they represent to the story. They've been dressed in costume and provided their lines and marks. You've got your set director that's chosen and placed every prop and scene detail for the purpose of telling the story. Now consider how amazing it is your dream mind is creating elaborate scenes and stories with just as much intricate detail while you sleep. It's amazing the amount of creativity and imagination that exists in dreams. They're each like a piece of soul-created cinema art that you experience firsthand. In the words of Carl Jung, the dream is the theater in which the dreamer is at once actor, stage, prompter, producer, author, audience, and critic. I want to encourage you to consider that artistic, movie-like quality of your dreams, and it takes advantage of the comfort zone you have for watching and analyzing movies to help you more easily recognize the stories taking place within your dreams. There are some key elements to consider when it comes to the structure of any movie, and by thinking about our dreams in a similar way, we get better at seeing the dream structure. Now, to start with, every movie has a title, and every dream deserves a title of its own, too. Titling your dream is going to force you to sum up some essence or core point in just a few words. Now, you might find this challenging trying to sum up your dream in a title, but give it a try. If your dream were a movie, what title would you give it? Some of my dream titles that I can look at even years later and be taken right back to the dream are Pinball Wizard, 52 Card Shuffle, and Teach the Kids to Fly. As limited in detail as those titles might seem, when I hear or see that title, I am taken right back to the dream. And you might be surprised at how when you title your dream, it starts to immediately help you consider some sort of personal meaning that may exist within your dream. Now, at its essence, every movie also has an emotional component. When you consider your dream, what emotional category would your dream fit into? In order to clarify that emotional feeling, you're going to be placing yourself back into the dream, really allowing yourself to feel what was it like to be within your dream. But once you've completed that step, well, you want to learn how to detach from that firsthand perspective so you can better see the story. And to help you do that, simply make a perspective shift over to trying to view your dream as if it were a movie you'd watched. Consider that even though you're in the dream, you're simply a character in the scenes. Yeah, you may be the main character in most of your dreams, but still you're representing a part of a story, and the dream is helping you see a story. And this leads us to the primary purpose for any movie: what's the plot? Now, there's going to be exceptions to this rule with dreams, absolutely. Some are just going to be these mere fragments of a dream that you're trying to work with, or maybe you feel that the dream's all over the place and you're having a really hard time finding a particular scene or story. But for many of our dreams, we're going to be able to successfully see some sort of storyline, a theme, or a plot. And it's so helpful to look for this because it better helps you connect with personal meaning in your dreams. Ask yourself, how would you describe your dream in only a sentence or two? If your dream were a movie you just watched and someone asked you what was it about, how would you answer? You wouldn't probably start sharing a whole bunch of names and characters and specifics about the scenes. Instead, you'd give some sort of broad overview, a general synopsis of what was taking place. And that's the point here. It can be really helpful to zero in on what actions are taking place. That can help you pinpoint the plot. And it can be really helpful also to use general terms when describing the situation in the dream, using words like someone or something in replace of the specifics. So what might that sound like? Well, a dream about being chased by a monster might become someone's running away from something that scares them. And then you can consider, well, where does that story exist in your life? Where is there an example of avoiding confronting something, not wanting to face something that freaks you out or makes you feel uncomfortable or scared? A dream where you find yourself in a public place and you suddenly realize, oh my God, I'm not dressed? Well, depending on what emotions that brings up for you, you might end up summarizing the dream theme as someone's feeling embarrassed and exposed. And then you can consider where you have recently felt a sense of being exposed or some concern about something that could be embarrassing for you or something that you just wish you could cover up. A dream where you're driving a vehicle that has no brakes and you suddenly can't stop, well, maybe you summarize that as someone's experiencing a loss of control or someone can't seem to slow down. And then you can consider, where in your life do you see this happening, this inability to maintain a sense of control or a feeling that things are moving too fast to be able to manage them. Give this a try with your dreams. Pinpoint a storyline or a theme in the dream, and then ask yourself, where does that storyline apply in my life? And don't forget, it's always helpful to start by looking at that number one clue why you had the dream, the prominent emotion in the dream. Because once you bridge that emotion over to your waking life, often you're going to discover that the storyline in the dream is directly correlated to a story in your life where that emotion resides. And if you don't see the connection at first, don't assume it's not there. There is a lot that can happen in a day that we just brush right past or pay very little attention to, but our unconscious takes it all in. Oftentimes, our dreams are going to be playing with some waking event or emotion that we didn't prioritize or that we've really refused to think about. So don't assume your dreams are going to be aligning to the things you're consciously placing your attention on, as sometimes it's quite the opposite. You'll often find that once you detect a life situation where your dream emotions and storyline exist, it immediately gives you some sort of aha or an insight that helps you in your life. For example, I shared in episode number one that I spent the majority of my adulthood focused on forging my corporate career, and my decision to become a sleep and dream specialist was this really big shift for me professionally. And as scary as it was to consider this shift, it was something I'd been dreaming about doing for nearly a decade. I reached this point in my life where the circumstances just seemed to align to seemingly be signaling, now's the time, and go for it. And so I made the decision and finally made that leap. But once I made the decision to follow this calling, it really wasn't that easy to actually own my new role. I found myself really feeling stuck for a little bit. And posting on social media, announcing new projects and offerings really felt scary to do. Much of my social network was made up of the people I'd spent years associating with in my corporate roles. And I knew that many of them were likely going to think what I'm now doing was so different and odd. And although I'd been passionate about the topic of sleep and dreams for decades, it was a part of myself that I had held close to my heart and had kept hidden. So coming out of the dream closet was not so easy to do, and I was sure that many that I knew just wouldn't get it. Now, I struggled for a couple of months with holding myself back and not being sure how to really own my new reality, when thankfully I had a dream come around and it really gave me the push I needed. In the dream, I was at a work conference in a hotel setting. It was a typical environment I used to find myself within in my corporate role. And those leaders and peers that I'd been working with prior were in the dream. And there was this meeting being held, which was on a momentary break. So I suddenly realized that, oh my gosh, I'd forgot to pack up to leave. In fact, I was already supposed to have left. So I was rushing upstairs to my hotel room where I was trying to get myself ready to leave. And I made myself late returning to the meeting, which was already in progress when I got back downstairs. As I made my way to the conference room doors in the dream, I felt frozen. I was so concerned about walking into the room and how bad I was going to look. I didn't want to be noticed and I didn't want to make some sort of a scene. When I woke from the dream, I gave it the title, I Was Supposed to Leave. And now just summarizing that dream in a title, I was already seeing where this dream was going. And then I worked on connecting with the primary emotion in the dream, that number one clue. And the most prominent emotion I felt in the dream was that feeling of being afraid of being judged or thought down upon. And when I bridged that emotion to where I was feeling a similar way in my waking life, well, yes, I knew that feeling well. It was my fear of being judged in my new venture. I was keenly aware that I was fearing what those I'd been working with would think about me to now be focusing my profession around the topic of dreams of all things. And then I looked at the general storyline or plot, which I summarized as someone was supposed to have left the building, but she's still hovering around worrying about being judged by others. I even realized while still in the dream that I didn't actually work there anymore. So these people wouldn't be expecting me to even be there, meaning they probably couldn't care less about me or what I was doing. This dream was an overnight game changer for my attitude and my confidence level. It felt like this slap in the face that snapped me out of my willingness to keep holding myself back over fears of being judged. Judged by people who likely couldn't care less about what I was now doing with myself and my life. They were carrying on with their roles and duties, and what was I still even doing there, emotionally hovering around worrying about what they would think of me? I was already supposed to have left. Simply looking at the emotions and the general storyline were enough to help me see a big point my dream was helping me see, and it gave me just the push I needed to stop caring so much about pleasing people I wasn't even working with anymore. And now it would have been much harder to get that point if I'd been focusing on all the little individual elements of the dream, what was in the setting, what people were in the dream specifically, what were the things showing up. It's that broader, wider view of the emotional story that immediately pulled me right into what my own story was that was so beautifully being illustrated in the dream. And that's what you're going to find for yourself too as you get practice at playing with this approach. You'll often find yourself able to see how the dream is playing with the story you're going through. And sometimes just viewing that story from the unique vantage point that the dream's illustrating, it's going to give you an aha or an awareness that'll help you move forward in a positive way. This is not to say that there isn't great benefit in exploring those symbols, the settings, the characters that show up in the dream. These two are key parts of the story structure. We just don't want to allow those elements to override or cloud our ability to first see a big picture, the key story or point that might be showing up in the dream. Once you've got that big picture view, it's extremely insightful and inspirational to start zeroing in on the symbols that have surfaced as part of the story. And that's where we're going to be heading in the next episode. This will be the final of these foundational practices I wanted to share for helping us explore our dreams. And we're going to be talking about exploring the symbols that surface in our dreams to see how they further our awareness about our life story the dream is playing with. Those special touches our dream director added to the story can be extremely valuable to explore. And I'll be helping you learn to work with the symbols of your dreams without relying on dream dictionaries or Google searches. You are your best dream dictionary, and I'm going to show you how to tap into what you already understand and know deep within about the symbology that surfaces in your dreams. But for now, just allow yourself to work with getting good at recognizing the emotions and the storylines that are the basis for your dream movies of the night. Recognize how your dreams are making you feel and where you may know that feeling in your waking life, and then detach from that firsthand perspective to see the big picture storyline as if you were watching a movie. That'll help you pinpoint what the general storyline or plot is. And no, some dreams, even after exploring the dream emotions and storyline, may leave you completely unsure what the point was. These you can go ahead and bucket in the mystery category of dream movies. And like those movies where you watch and then they just cut off at the end, they give you no clear result or ending and you're like, what? It's over? And then you're just hanging there, figuring it out for yourself. Well, sometimes those are the movies that are going to stick with you the most because you keep having to think within about considering the point or the message. And so these types of dreams are very valuable too. We don't want to expect that our dreams are going to just be easy to understand. They're working so often with content and information we consciously just haven't brought ourselves around to being able to see. And so just know that by opening yourself up to the exploration of your dreams, you've furthered the process of personal discovery. And this is always a good thing. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to the Dream Interpretation Station. If you're enjoying this show, please leave a rating and review wherever it is you listen to podcasts, because this is how other dreamy people can best discover the show too. I hope you'll be experimenting with thinking about your dreams as if they were a movie. Your dreams are filled with even more wonder than movies, and there's unending experiences and inspiration they can bring your way. So when you lay your head on the pillow and close your eyes to embrace the darkness, allow yourself to feel a sense of excitement. You're about to be swept away, forgetting who you are for a bit to see life from a new perspective through the stories that will soon be playing in the theater of your dreams. Until the next time, I am wishing you the sweetest of dreams.
Sky in this life, maybe you'll serve.